Good afternoon and welcome to this week's podcast. The sun is shining, there's smiles on our faces here at Shearscreen, and I truly hope you are all doing well. Massive focus this week on e-safety. Look, I think, now this is a hot topic and it's always going to be a hot topic, and it's going to become even more of a hot topic because technology isn't going anywhere, it's just becoming more complex. And what I found, and I don't know about you, as I've got older, I've got less and less useful with tech. I truly feel like I'm turning to my parents, like, more and more by the day. And we need to keep on top of it. As adults, we need to know what is going on in the world of technology so we can keep our children safe. Because I would argue it is one of the most dangerous things for our children out there. So this week, I am going to be sharing our all new online safety newsletter. You're going to get one of these every single term, and they're brilliant because it's filled with hints and tips about how to keep our children safe. And that is what we want to do. That is all we're about, is keeping them safe. And the only way we can do that is knowing, and it's that knowledge, so we're almost one step ahead of the children. Now, I'm going to read one thing from this. Now, this is controversial time. I'm entering into the realms of controversy, but I think it's worth saying. So EE has launched age guidance for smartphone usage to improve children's digital well-being. In summary, they recommend that children under 11 should not use smart devices, okay? For children aged 11 to 13, they advise that if a smartphone is used, then parental controls should be enabled and access to social media restricted. And finally, for 13 to 16-year-olds, they still recommend that parental controls are implemented and appropriate restrictions are set up. Now, I know lots of children under the age of 11 here have got smartphones and smart devices, but I honestly think it is something to think about. Now, I am by no means going to be, I'm not about nanny state or anything like that, but I see it as I call it as I see it. And obviously doing the jobs we do here, we do see children quite often struggling using their mobile phones, especially when it comes to WhatsApp groups and posting things on that. And there's always issues with that every single year. It's just something to think about moving forward. One thing we've done in our house is our children don't get a mobile phone until we're 11 in our house, so year six. And we're quite fortunate because both Joseph and Isla's birthdays are in the spring. So they get a mobile phone just before finishing year six, get some used to using it, and they've got a phone for sort of walking to secondary school and whatever else. And that's appropriate because, you know, that children have to do that walk-ins. You know, we want to make sure they're safe, don't we? And we have Life 360 on our device as well, so you're always monitored. Can't get away with anything anymore. But that's what we do. But I'm not telling you what to do. It's absolutely none of my business. But I'm just saying we need to keep our children safe. So that newsletter is there. On top of that, I'm going to also send a document about how to put parental controls on a range of different devices, from iPhones to Google phones to Android phones to Windows devices and so on and so forth. It will be useful. And I'll tell you what, Just monitor what your children are doing online. And as I've said to you many times before, if they're getting a new video game and you've never played it before, or they've never played it before, you need to play it first. You need to understand what sort of content is in that video game, and always pay attention to what that PEGI rating is. There is no way any child in our school, for instance, should be playing Grand Theft Auto. None, not one of them. It's an over 18 game and it is vile. Okay, so as an adult, it's not particularly nice to play. Children should not be experiencing that game. The same for other games such as Call of Duty, and I'd argue anything over a PEGI rating of 13. But again, you're the parents. I'm just here to advise you and to support in any way that I can. So you're going to get that guide sent out as well as a link with videos of how to set parental controls. It might just save you and save you a whole load of aggro, and most importantly, keep our children safe. Don't forget, parents' evening bookings go live tonight on Arbor from 8 o'clock for the 22nd and the 24th of October. That's a Tuesday and the Thursday. Don't forget, the Tuesday, the 22nd, we're going to be virtual until 5 p.m. where from 5:10 onwards, we'll be in the hall, and there'll be opportunities for you to speak to the teachers and then have a look in the books to see all of the hard work they're doing. But you've done that already. You've already been in for Open Classroom. So it's just to sort of see how they're getting on. It's great, isn't it? As many opportunities to share as possible. This Thursday, the 10th of October, is World Mental Health Day. We'll be doing activities in class. But again, I have a bit of a gripe with these one-off days because we should be doing it all the time. And we do here. Our Jigsaw curriculum we use for PSHE every single Friday afternoon really helps to support children with their mental health, plus all of the support we've got from our team over on the bus and our animals and all of the other things we do in school to support the mental health of not only our children but the adults as well. It's really, really important. Our SEN coffee morning has been rescheduled. It is now on the 23rd of October. That has been moved, and that is a Wednesday, so I think it's just been moved 1 week forward. The 25-26 term dates have been sent out. I'll attach them to the pod, and they're on the WhatsApp for you too, because if you want to be booking yourselves holidays, it's always good to get them in early, isn't it, so you can get the best sort of accommodation. I recommend that all the time, especially stuff like Airbnb and booking.com. There are other providers available, but you can get some good bargains as well for the early year book. And the end of term, don't forget, is Friday the 25th of October. We won't do Open Classroom because we've already had parents evening and an Open Classroom this term, but it is fireworks that night, which leads me on to speak to you about the PTFA. The PTFA in any school provides funding for stuff the school can't afford, right? We're in a cost of living crisis. The government are trying to find any ways to cut budgets. And obviously we're an essential service and the cuts do come our way. And we really try our best with our budget, but I've only got a finite amount of money. And at this moment in time, as I said to you last week, we're really investing in decorating our school buildings. The classrooms are being decorated as we speak and they look amazing. We're also spending money on getting new furnishings as well, so the school looks absolutely cracking. But the PTFA money pays for other things, such as this year it paid for that amazing climbing frame we've got down our field, the yellow climbing frame with the pull-up bars and stuff. That was paid for all of the money that has been raised. So your hard-earned pennies and the whole hard work the PTFA put in raised that money. So anything you can do to come and support us on the PTFA would be much appreciated. We had our AGM last week and it was great to see all of the money that has been raised and to celebrate. And I just thanked everybody in the PTFA and everybody who's worked hard this year, anybody who's done anything, because for me, it's not always about the money, it's about the community. And that's what I'm so proud of here at Shears Green Junior School, is the community we've got and the way we work together to support our children and us as staff to get the very best. Because at that strap line, like, we want everybody to be the very best version of themselves, don't we? And thank you so much for all you've done. I want to say a massive thank you to Ben Jolly and Martin Povey, our departing joint chairs. They stepped up very, very, at very short notice, spring just gone, and have done a cracking job of running the summer fair, Father's Day events, Mother's Day events, disco. There's all sorts they've done, so thank you so much. And I'd like to welcome Mel as our new chair of the PTFA. Now, we need as many helpers as possible. It's as little or as much as you can do on the PTFA, but the more people that can help, the more events we can put on, the more money we can raise, and the more we can make our school even better by buying stuff, which, you know, that lovely stuff, that nice stuff that's going to make a big, big difference to the children. Now, I've got some ideas which will be amazing. It's really exciting, but I need money to fund these ideas. I'm going to go through the PTFA and then I'll let you know what they are in a couple of weeks' time. But we do need more people to help at the fireworks. So if you can help in any way, can you just give us a little shout? headteacher@shearsgreen-jun.kent.seh.uk. I'll pass your details on to Mel and the team, and I'm sure they will welcome your help with open arms. Now, thank you to everybody who shared that social story with the children last week about how we're going to keep them safe in different situations. And we did our practice on Thursday, as I said, at 11:15, and the children were absolutely amazing. We put the little shout through on the radios and the children went under their desks. We pulled the blinds, we locked the doors, and it was brilliant. absolutely brilliant. And as I said to the children last week in assembly, we do fire drills, don't we, to keep them safe in the case of a fire. So actually, we just need to make sure that if there's a different scenario, it could be a sort of an animal on site, we've got to make sure that we keep them safe under whatever situation. And we just need to practice that sometimes, because it's actually, for us as a school, we need to iron out any kinks as well. And that's what I said to a parent. Actually, for me, it's actually looking at what else can we do to make it even safer for people. So it's a two-way thing, really. So we got lots of learning out of it, and we're going to implement even more things to keep the children and staff as safe as possible. So thank you for sharing it, and it went really, really well. And when we do the next one, I'll let you know again and let you know what it's going to be, but it'll be different to what we did last week. Little message from Miss Sel. She is sending out a flyer, and I'll send this out for you. Does your child have problems with anxiety, school worries, phobias, social worries, bedtime fears, being away from caregivers, general worries? The online support and intervention provided by the NHS Foundation Trust might be able to help you. It's an online platform designed to help parents to learn tools and techniques to help keep their children aged 15, to help their children even age 5 to 12 to overcome difficulties with anxieties. Parents work through weekly online modules that contain videos, quizzes and interactive worksheets, and parents are also supported by a weekly telephone video call appointment with a practitioner. There is all the information and a QR code for you to scan to get that set up if you think that will be useful to you. Further to what I just spoke about, Miss Sel sent me something else as well, and this is from the Kent Educational Psychology Service. It's a parent carer consultation line. You've got a free 30-minute phone video consultation with an educational psychologist. The aim of this service is to provide advice and guidance to parents and carers to support children's well-being and learning. You can make use of this service by clicking on the link or scanning the QR code on the flyer, which I will send out as well. Loads for you to do this week, loads for you to take in, loads for you to read. I'm leaving it there. I'm going to hand over to Mrs. Nicholson, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your week, and I will see you around. Take care.
Good afternoon. This week's Oracy Challenge is one you can really get your parents to think about. Would they rather have a yacht or a jet? And why? What would be the difference? You could still go to so many places, but which one would offer you greater happiness if you could have one or the other? Good luck discussing this with your elders. Bye.